But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk to our man, Joel Corey. He is a former agent, CBS capologist, cap expert. We like to talk to Joel, and he does a terrific job. And, Joel, obviously, you know why we're calling, because we want to get the 411 on this Kirk Cousins situation. What are the options, and what does it look like? So let's start first with we know his salary for 2025. It's $27.5 million. His cap hit is $40 million. But the thing we're grappling with, Joel, is his dead cap value is $65 million. So how do the Falcons, if they can, what's the best way out, and how do you view this?
Yeah, well, if they are going to release Cousins, they would probably do it before the fifth day of the 2025 league year, which is March 16th, because at that time his – $10 million roster bonus for 2026, which is the fifth day of that league year, will become fully guaranteed. It's guaranteed for injury right now, but he's healthy, so that doesn't really matter. But then you're locked into another $10 million. Now, what you could do to release him so you didn't have all 65 in dead money hit in 2025, which would increase the cap hit by $25 million, is you could release him with what's called a post-season one designation. Each team has the ability to release up to two players before June 1 and get to treat them under the cap like they were released after June 1st. And what happens after June 1st is any proration in future years does not accelerate into the current year's cap. So that way you have the same cap number of $40 million as dead money, because his 2025 base salary is already guaranteed. And then in 2026, you'd have $25 million in dead money. If they're going to release him, that's the way I see it happening. I don't think he has much trade value based on how he played right before he got benched. Who wants to take on this contract? Because then in 2026, he got $45 million, and also in 2027. But he has no trade clause, so he'd have to waive it to trade him anyway.
Right, and Joel, that's the thing we try to present to our audience, where a lot of guys have called up saying, well, he'll be happy to get paid to be the backup. It just doesn't seem like that's tenable. And just to reinforce what you just said, the odds, it would require somebody either not getting what they're looking for in the draft, if that was their strategy, or in free agency. I mean, what are the odds? 1,000 to 1 that somebody would even take a piece of his contract from you if you could do a deal in the spring?
Well, the thing is, after you get by the March 16th, you're committing. He's committed to another 10. There's 10 guaranteed in 2026. So even if you'd waive no trade clause, that makes him less attractive from a trade standpoint. Now, what I would imagine has gone on is Mike McCartney, his agent, has probably been pissed since April, because from everything I understand, when Cousins was a free agent, drafting a quarterback never came up. So that omitting that piece of information, he may have made a different decision. Might not have been in Atlanta at all. So I would imagine there's some talk, if it hasn't happened already, which will happen, maybe at the Combine, maybe at the Senior Bowl, that you guys misled me. I represent players around the league, like Aiden Hutchinson, so I ain't going anywhere. Mm. You're going to have to deal with me again. You need to do right by him. I'm not. We're not waiving no trade clause. We're not cooperating. You need to get him out of here before that $10 million guarantee hits. I'd imagine McCartney's going to have that talk at some point in time. Now, Cousins, to me, seems to be a little too nice. Because the way he handled the benching, yeah, you got to be a professional and so forth in the middle of the season. What he should have done, and maybe he did in the exit meeting, was, you get me out of here. My attitude this year ain't going to be the attitude next year. Do you want that in the building? But I suspect he didn't do that.
Yeah, I don't either. It is Joe Corey, guys, from CBS. Capologist, we love his work and his foresight as far as getting into these situations. Joe, what do you think the number for the league is going to be? How much will that compensate for something like this? Because we look at this and, you know, everybody's like, oh, well, they budgeted for it. And I'm like, get out of here. If you're telling me we got a dead cap value in 2025 and this goes wrong and we got to pay the price, that's money you can't spend. What do you think the league number is going to be? Does it go up another $20 million?
First, I'm going to address one thing. They budgeted for Cousins to be a starter for 2 years.
Correct.
They didn't budget for a backup quarterback on a contract averaging $45 million per year.
Thank you.
But the salary cap, there were reports that the range that teams are using for internal projections is $265 to $275 million. I suspect it comes in on the higher end. Basically, 275 would be about an 8% increase, which is consistent with what other increases had been prior to last year, okay, which was a major, like a 14% increase. So I would anticipate closer to 275 than anything else.
Okay.
One more thing, getting back to Cousins.
Yeah.
And if I'm McCartney, I'm going to remind them that you played around with your older quarterback, who, granted, had a lot more equity built up with the Falcons a few years ago, chasing and thankfully unsuccessfully Deshaun Watson.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Yeah,
I remember you guys were going to do a restructure and kick the can down the road with him.
Yep.
And he was like, no, I want out now after you decided you were going to try to replace me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would remind them of that you need to be consistent in how you treat quarterbacks when you aren't necessarily forthcoming.
Right. That's a great point. I mean, we talked about that Kirk Cousins reaction. Carl was there at Mercedes-Benz when he found out we're drafted in panic. It was like, what? So, and Matt Ryan, you're right. You basically cut him off at the knees of the rest of the team when you were in. And by the way, Joel, nobody wants to own where the whole Deshaun Watson thing came from. The owner says it wasn't my idea. The GM says it wasn't his idea. Joel Corey is with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, let me throw this at you. We've been kind of rolling with veterans at one point, one way or the other, as far as edge rush. Is Khalil Mack worth a shot? And what would his number look like if he decides to stick around for one more year in the NFL?
Yeah, he just tried the older pass rusher thing, and it didn't work out through a trade, nope. Although Khalil Mack's always been a better player than Judon. I suspect that he's probably, no offense, you guys didn't make playoffs last year, the year before, you're 8-9 this year, Chargers are in the playoffs, they're probably going to cut Joey Bosa. He just decided he wants to play again. He made $19 million last year. That was a pay cut down from 23, probably somewhere in between 19 and 23 on a two-year deal to stay. But I'd look younger as a pass rusher. Been there, done that with the older guy.
Thank you, because that's where I'm at.
I just thought maybe we could find it. Hey, Joel, real quick, speaking of veterans, we love him. He's heart and soul guy. Grady Jarrett, if we did need to restructure some guys, if it becomes untenable with some of the cap issues, is Grady or Lindstrom, how would you do that? And is Grady worth bringing back in your mind?
Yeah, I almost put Grady Jarrett in my article. Was trying to have a little more diversity of teams instead of two Falcons. But, yeah, it might be time to cut the cord of him. You can either cut the cord. He's got a $20.375 million cap hit. You'd have $4.215 million in dead money and save $16.25 million, or you bring him back where you chop him down, have him take a huge pay cut, and give him some not likely earned incentives based on sacks or something, where he can potentially be made whole. You've got a couple of candidates you could use for restructures. Jesse Bates, his cap number is the same as Lindstrom's, $22.25 million. Those two scream where you could restructure them. A.J. Terrell, $19 million cap hit, restructure him possibly for cap room also.
Joel Corey, breaking things down for us. Free agent-wise, what do you think these quarterbacks are going to command? And the reason why I bring this up, Justin Fields, right? Started, then he wasn't. And the free agent market, when you talk about Sam Darnold, whether they franchise tag him or not in Minnesota, it's slim. And so all of a sudden, does that mean that a guy like Justin Fields is going to command more money under the circumstances?
What a difference a year makes, because Chicago could barely get anything in return for him to ship him off to Pittsburgh. And also they're trying to accommodate him and find a decent situation as opposed to let's get as much possible and we'll send you wherever. It's not a good year in the draft for quarterbacks. Unlike last year, he had six going in the first 12 picks. That's going to benefit someone like Sam Darnold, notwithstanding those last two games. Russell Wilson now becomes interesting to me because he says he wants to go back to Pittsburgh, but his former head coach is now the Raiders head coach. They got a ton of cap room. Could he be the stopgap measure there? Is Seattle going to bring Geno Smith back in a contract year? He don't want to get paid pretty significant money. Will there be a former Pete Carroll quarterback, one of the two, Geno or Russell, in Seattle? Fields, probably one-year prove-it deal someplace, maybe the Darnold $10 million one-year thing, and hope he can resurrect his career trying to be a starter or compete to be a starter, maybe Pittsburgh, maybe someplace else.
Are you saying Russ gets another $30 million if the Raiders thing wants to play out?
They got a ton of cap room, so maybe John Snyder trades Geno Smith if he's asking for too much money. I'd rather have Geno than Russell at this point. But they got enough cap room where they could have Russell play for a decent amount of money this year. Don't forget that he made 39.
Right.
He only made 1.21 from Pittsburgh. The rest came from the guarantee from Denver. But he's not going to play for league minimum again, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Joel Corey, man, great stuff. Again, and Joel's giving you guys perspective of Kirk Cousins' agent and how he may approach this as well. So that's right. Part of this discussion is it's not one-sided. Like, the Falcons don't have the final say-so here, and that's why his agent can say, hey, here's what we're thinking. We're going to work together on this, and you guys need to do certain things. Whether they do it or not, that's a different deal. But, Joel, I'm glad you brought that up because I think a lot of people just feel like the Falcons can make this decision, and it is what it is. It is if they want to take the cap hit. If they don't, then they're going to have to work with him. Great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, because the whole thing would have left a bad taste in my mouth if I represented Cousins. You know, maybe Raheem was being honest when he said, I'm comfortable with him as a backup next year. That means Cousins has to make him uncomfortable about that.
Interesting. Joel, man, enjoy the weekend. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Joel Corey, guys, CBS.